Welcome to Pause, Reflect, and Respect podcast, titled Inshallah. Here's an example from Saudi Arabia. خالد حبيت أسألك إذا كنت جاي حفلة تكريم يهمني حضورك مع الشباب الحقيقة وإنت هتتكرم في الحفل طبعا أنت عارف الشيء هذا والله إن شاء الله أبو سلطان بس الحقيقة أنا زوجتي ولادة فاكر الأسبوع الماضي قلت لك يعني ما أنت جاي يا خالد يا أبو سلطان قلت لك إن شاء الله خالد أنت بتقول زوجتك ولادة يعني كيف حتيجي يا الله يا أبو سلطان قايل لك إن شاء الله شكرا خالد أنا آسف. Another example comes from my visit to Sharm el-Sheikh, and this is what kind of dialogue that was going on. الحقيقة أنا حاب أشكرك على حسن ضيافتكم واستقبالكم بس حبيت أخذ اسمك لو سمحت عشان أكتب لك خطاب شكر. محمد إن شاء الله يا فندم. محمد اسمك؟ إن شاء الله محمد يا فندم. ما أدري اسمك مركب ولا ما أنت متأكد منه يعني. يا فندم محمد إن شاء الله. شكرا. 15 years ago, I had this English manager, and he was my sales manager. He had been in the country for 2 weeks, and so this is the kind of dialogue that went on. Hello, Mamdou. I don't seem to have found your email regarding our trip to the Eastern Province. Have you managed to get the 20 companies that we were talking about? Oh, yes, sir. I'm just finishing up. There's about 25 companies, actually. Inshallah, it's going to be a very successful trip. Oh, there's the word. Inshallah. That's the word that I was... You know, my friends in England, they were telling me that there's this word that these Saudis use that doesn't mean anything. Basically, if they want to give you the runaround, they say, Inshallah, or if it's not going to happen. And it's actually, I've witnessed it ever since I've been here. From the limousine driver to the place that I'm renting, everything, Inshallah, means nothing. No, sir. The real meaning of Inshallah is a great, powerful, meaningful, and spiritual one. It means by God's will, this will happen. When you say it, you're emphasizing that everything is in our Creator's hands. But how it's used today, sadly, is to delay something, to say you won't in another way, to get that annoying customer out of your face so you can go back to playing Angry Birds and unlock a new level, to give someone the runaround, to say it for no particular reason. And what it means to various nationalities, to Saudis there's a confusion. The Americans and Europeans, it ain't happening in this lifetime. To Asians, please say something more assuring. The other hidden use as sick people use, inshallah is to kill the excitement you may be experiencing, to interrupt your amazing conversation because they're bored of your subject, to try and get on your nerves. How it should be used is the right way, fixing the bad meaning it now holds internationally, in your thoughts and daily life. Thank you so much. This is Mamdouh, inshallah, wishing you a great day.